Leading our journey today is Bishop Timothy Doherty, Bishop for the Diocese of Lafayette in Indiana.
Good morning and happy Easter to everyone. This is a wonderful time of year where we're hoping the sun is out, the flowers are risen, and we celebrate Christ risen from the grave. As a great sign of our Christian hope, we very often will greet each other with a simple Happy Easter and reply Happy Easter. In a number of cultures, one person says he is risen and the other person replies he is truly risen. I kind of like that. Easter is not just one day, it is a season for us in the church. And liturgically, I'll tell you why this is. The resurrection of Christ and the stories of all the witnesses who observed him is so extensive and covers so many sides that it takes 50 days to proclaim this with different readings, different scriptures all the way along. You know, it's a very precious thing for us, and we wonder why would it take 50 days? Well, I've been to some fancy museums where every now and then they have a piece of jewelry or a crown from someplace that's in a glass case, and you can walk all around this glass case, and every time you take a step, you see a different jewel, you see a different piece of wonderful artistry on the part of the jeweler who made it, and you get to an idea of what people thought about was the beauty in that particular object. And so you can't take in all the beauty just by standing in one place. You have to move around it. That's what we do in our liturgies. For 50 days, we move around the wonderful event of the resurrection of Christ, looking at it from different sides, looking at it from different people's perspectives, looking at it in different times of days, whether people are praying, whether they're eating a meal. And there are just some wonderful expositions of why this is so special to us. And we are very taken with the fact that there are actual eyewitnesses to the risen Lord. In other words, Easter Sunday is not a celebration of the empty tomb. That is not the basis of our faith. The basis of our faith is that Christ was witnessed and conversed with, ate with, walked with people after his being raised from the dead. So it's a wonderful thing for us. St. Paul reminds us that the resurrection is central to our faith, and that if Christ isn't risen from the dead, our faith is in vain. That's a pretty powerful statement. And so this has to take 50 days to soak in for us each and every year. And it's a time where each generation learns a little bit more about the importance of the resurrection. So while we may have been to 50 Easters and have heard this proclamation over and over again, there are people hearing it new for the first time. And by our joining with them in prayer at church, we're encouraging them to take seriously this wonderful proclamation. So the Lord is risen. Alleluia, alleluia. God bless you in your continuing faith journey.